I woke up yesterday morning and just the Lord started talking to me. And I'm going to start talking to you here in just a second. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1. Amen. Very familiar scripture, yet wonderful scripture. Isaiah 6, verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings, with twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your word and for your will and for your way. I pray, God, that you would touch our hearts, that you would touch our lives by the Spirit, by the power of God, that you would give us just exactly what we need in this service this morning, that our lives would be touched and transformed by the preaching of the Word of God, for it pleased you through the foolishness of preaching to save them that would believe. So, God, I need your touch this morning, and I realize without your touch I can do nothing. But if you will breathe upon me this morning, then we can be blessed and challenged in Jesus' name. And the people said, I'd like to preach a little while this morning on getting your eyes on men and getting your eyes off of the Master. Getting your eyes on men and getting your eyes on the Master or off the Master. I think one, you know, the devil, of course, is always looking for a way to get us to turn back. He is always looking for a way to get us to quit. He is always looking for a way to trip us up. I've often said it, and I'll say it again, you know, the devil knows what buttons to push for me. And he knows what button to push for you. Yes. But the ultimate problem that we have is getting our eyes off of the Master. Yes. And getting our eyes off of men. Yes. All right. Hallelujah. If a man will keep his eyes on the Master, I believe that that man can make it to heaven. I have never been a farmer, but I know that if you are going to plow a road, let's say you just had a hand plow, and you're going to plow, I have still planted a few gardens, and you want just to have one of them big wheels in a plow, and you're trying to bust open the ground, put the seed in, it's best to put a stake at the end, and just get your eyes on that stake. And get your hand on that plow and just push straight toward that stake. If you don't, you'll go all over the place. Yeah, you have to get fixed on something. We have got a journey to make. We have got a fight we have got to win. And there's only one way you're going to make it. And there's only one way I'm going to make it. And that's get our eyes on the Master. Hallelujah. Want to preach to you basically from three different angles here today. First off, I read to you from Isaiah 6. Uzziah was the longest reigning king of Judah. He reigned 52 years. The Bible said he did that which was right in the sight of God. He built up cities. He defeated the Philistines. Built cities in Gath and Ashdod. Drove back the Arabians. He made shields and habitants, and he made engines to sling stones. I mean, he was a great man. And then he had much cattle, and he was a great farmer. And he did a marvelous work for God, and God blessed him. The Bible said until he was strong. Oh, God. And then when he was strong, He got his eyes off of God. And he decided one day that he would go right in the office of the priest. He would go right to the temple. And he was going to burn incense. Well, he didn't belong there. That was not his job. That was only to be done by the priest of God. And so the Bible said there was the high priest. And then there were fourscore, there were 81 priests. And they were studying. And they said, Uzziah, you don't belong in here. It's not your job to burn incense. And he took that incense. It was hot. And he went to smite the priest. And when he did, leprosy broke out on his forehead and broke out on his body. And the Bible said they forced him out. Yea, he himself hasted out of the temple of God and died in a separate place. He had to live in a house all by himself. And he died of leprosy. And so the what I want to tell you about here, and the first thing that happened, Isaiah had great confidence in Uzziah. He had been a great man. He had done a great work for God. But the what I understand here is that Isaiah got his eyes upon Uzziah. And when Uzziah died, no doubt it had a devastating effect upon him. And he thought, my God, what are we going to do for 52 years? And then, let's put it this way. I've said in the ministry of Uzziah, I've seen God bless him. I've seen the great things that he's done. And now he's fallen. And now he's living in a house with leprosy. Woo! But he went to the house of God. And guess what he saw? He said, I saw the Lord high. Woo! I saw him high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. My God, the seraphim began to move, cried, holy, holy, holy. And the house was shook, and the glory of God fell. Why? Just because the throne of Judah was empty. The throne of heaven is ever filled. I want to tell you something today. You've got to get your eyes on the Master. You've got to keep your eyes on the Son of God. Men will let you down, but Christ will never let you down. Amen. It seems there are times in our ranks we seem like we have a scandal almost every week, and you find out this great preacher fell, and this great preacher fell, and this great preacher doing that. And you shake your head and you say, my God, if that man couldn't make it, how could I make it? Let me explain something to you right now. Amen. The lowliest Christian. Are you listening to me? I said the lowliest Christian or the greatest minister. There's only one key to victory. There's only one key to making it. And that's to keep your eyes upon the Master. You've got to keep your eyes upon the prize. You've got to keep your eyes on the Son of God. If you know men are going to turn your back on the God of heaven. Oh, the tragedy of every time that a man of God or a child of God, even my son-in-law just had a man that was the church there, been there all his life. Him and his wife were part of the very reason why the church survived. They held it when they were like seven or eight people. This man and his wife held the church together. And of course, Brother Sam has got there. God bless them. They've got a new church. They've got a packed out church. But oh, the tragedy. Just about, I guess, 6 months or so ago, this man was trying to rescue some young lady who was bound with drugs and sin. And instead of rescuing her, amen, she drug him down. And he sinned with her. My God, lost his office, lost his position. He, it so affected him. And the tragedy is when these things happen, there are folks that leave. There are folks that never come back. When we have trouble in church, amen, there are folks that came here that are lost. They're gone. We'll never get them back. Why? Because their faith was in men. And when men let them down, they said, well, my God, if they're hypocrites, then I can't make it. I want to tell you something. I don't care how many hypocrites there are. Get your eyes on the Son of God. Get your eyes on the Master. Get your eyes on the one that'll take you through the storm of life. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Oh, you're going to have to help me preach here. Oh, let me explain something to you. If you're looking for the perfect preacher, you'll have to find another church. If you're looking for the perfect church, you'll have to find another church. Oh, hallelujah. But I tell you what, if you want to find God, if you want to have church, if you want to magnify God, lift your eyes up. You're in the right place. I feel the God of heaven in this church this morning. My God. Oh, glory. There's a natural inclination in us to follow men. That's not altogether bad. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Thank God for leaders. God sets up leaders. I believe He called me here to pastor this church. He called me to be a leader. He called me to leave this church. It doesn't mean I've done everything right. It doesn't mean my precious wife has done everything right. No. But I want to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you now. If I ever leave the track, if I ever turn my back on God, whatever you do, don't follow me to hell. Get your eyes on the Master and say, I've got to make it. I've got to keep my eyes on the Master. Hallelujah. I really go to a church in Pennsylvania. A man has preached holiness all his life. A man, I think, is in his 60s or 70s. And he just stood up one Sunday about 3 or 4 years ago. He just stood up one Sunday and said, all the things I preached, all the things I stood against, I was wrong to do that. It's okay to do this and that and the other. And he was the name of the things. And you know what? There was only one family that got up and walked out. No, and the rest of them just simply did bring the world in and sin in. They changed their dress and everything else and just informed why. You know what the problem was? They had their eyes on a man. If they had kept their eyes on Christ, they'd have said, you're going to have to get out of here. We're holding us. This is God's word. We're going to live right. There's no backing up. We're going to stand for what the truth is. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, help me, Lord, to preach. Hallelujah. You see, let men just by the fact that we're flesh, the fact that we're born of flesh, amen, you know, we're going to have personality conflicts. Hello? And some things that you may not like about me may not have nothing to do with sin. It's just a personality conflict. You see things one way, and I see another. I'm not talking about scripture. I'm just talking about ways of doing things and so forth. And so they first that, you know, and so we'll see a flaw in my personality, or you'll see a flaw in somebody's personality. Well, my friend, let me tell you something. You'll find them in me, and I can find them in you, and we can spend our lifetime maybe picking the flaws out of one another, but we can get our eyes on the Master and say, hey, let's serve God. Let's go to heaven. Let's raise the banner. Let's lift the standard. Let's stand for God. We've got to make it. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Woo! Glory. Oh, hallelujah. In the year of King Uzziah died, he said, I saw also the Lord. You see, you understand what he was saying? He didn't say, I saw the Lord. He said, I saw also the Lord. In other words, if I understand it right, but I've been seeing Uzziah, and all I could see was Uzziah, and all my life was consumed with Uzziah. But all of a sudden, I went to the house of God, and I saw also the Lord. Hallelujah. I saw the failures of Uzziah. I saw the fallings of Uzziah. I saw Uzziah in a leper's house. Woo! Glory. But I went to the sanctuary and I saw God. He was high. He was lifted up. His train filled the temple. The seraphim were crying, holy, holy, holy. And the earth was shaken. And the posts were shaken. And the glory of God was shaken. Someone said, preacher, it's not the same today as it was yesterday. If it isn't, it isn't God's fault. The holy angels and the power of God and the Holy Ghost was to stir us just as much this morning as it ever stirred us if we'll get our eyes on the Son of God. Lift your hands this morning. Oh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Oh, preacher, I've seen too many hypocrites. I don't trust anybody. Well, God bless your poor pea-picking heart. Hallelujah. I've seen a lot of sorry mechanics. But you know what? I still take my car to somebody that I hope will fix it. There have been a lot of sorry painters that couldn't paint, didn't pay the bills. But bless God, folks have still got to get their house painted. Can you say amen? Are y'all still here now? There's been a lot of crooked bankers. Yeah, stole, but you know what? They still go to the bank. Ah, come on here now. My God, listen to me. Get your eyes off of men and get your eyes on Christ. Get your eyes on the Son of God. He's still high and he's still lifted up and he is still holy. I said he's still holy. I don't care how many backslide and take the world on. And if God is still high and God is still holy. Hallelujah. The seraphim weren't crying, love, love, love. Peace, peace, peace. No. They were crying while all of heaven cries. Holy. 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 While they crying around the throne day and night. Is it love, love, love? Peace, peace, peace. No. They're around the throne day and they crying, holy. Holy! Holy! My God, we don't want to hear it because our lives are so steeped in sin and we're so caught up in the carnal that we don't want to understand that the main attribute of God is that God is holy. Somebody help me preach that. Woo! Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 72. Psalm 72. Excuse me. Psalm 73. Sorry. Hallelujah. Get it straight here. Hallelujah. Yeah. Truly. Truly. God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there was no bands, for there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against heaven, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Remember I quoted that Thursday night. Their tongue walketh through the earth. That's a pretty good sized tongue, isn't it? Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world, they increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my hands in vain. I'm just wasting my time. I've washed my hands in innocency. I'm just wasting my time to serve God. For all the day long, I've been plagued and chasing every morning. Amen. All these sinner people, they're blessed. They got more than they want. You know, they're fat. I'm wasting my time to serve God. I've washed my hands in vain. I'm living in this. It's a waste of what he's saying here. Listen to it. For all day long, I've been plagued. My God, they're blessed. I'm plagued. I'm chasing. I'm broke. I'm beat down. My God, hey. Somebody that sit right here said the exact same thing I'm preaching to you right now. Been plagued, been beat down, been chasing. Oh, come on now. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I shall offend the generations of my children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Verse 17, where I want to preach to you. Until. Until. until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood therein.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah! My God, and so the first man that got his eyes off God was for another godly man. This man, the psalmist, got his eyes off of God and got his eyes on the wicked. So first danger was getting your eyes upon men, Christians, godly men, that may fail you. The second danger of people who get their eyes off of God are those who get their eyes off of God and get their eyes on the men of this world. Huh? Come on now, let's just be truthful. Why don't you just tell the truth? Amen. There's some of you sitting right here, and you've struggled, and you've been in pain, and you've had problems, and you looked at your neighbor, and they were drinking and cursing and drugging and living like the devil, and you said, my God, look out! They've got more money. They're more blessed. Here I am struggling. And here they are. They don't serve God. They don't go to church. They live like devils. They talk like sailors. And look how blessed they are. God, you're not doing me right. I come on here. And there's been folks that have thrown in the towel because they thought that serving the devil and serving sin was the best way to go. Well, I want to say that's what the psalmist David said. He said, until I went to the sanctuary, until I got to church, don't get my eyes on God. And when I got my eyes on God, hallelujah, I said, I missed it. Amen, I missed it. I've got to serve God. I've got to keep my eyes on the prize. Woo! Oh, hang on here now. Oh, glory. What did he say? Then he said that you set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. They are brought unto desolation. In a moment they're utterly consumed with terror. Oh, God. Woo! The heart was grieved. I was pricked in my brains. So foolish was I, and injured I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by thy right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy castle, and afterwards receive me the glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Woo! My God, I feel better now. Hey, brother, come on here. My God, get your eyes over the prosperity of the wicked. Get your eyes over those that seem like they're having a great time and dancing and jiving and dying. They're broken. I said they're broken. They'll be cast down. They'll be in desolation. Get your eyes on God. He'll ever be with you. He'll continue to be by your side. He'll be your refuge. He'll be your hope. He'll be your life in the midst of troubles. Can you say amen? Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Oh, let me preach. The world loves. They love. I don't know if this is the world or not. They love to oogle. And they love to doodle. Over Hollywood. They just sit infatuated by Hollywood and all the beautiful women and all the handsome men and all the millions that they're making and all the glamorous lifestyle that they're living. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? You don't have to buy the magazines. All you got to do is just stand in the grocery line and see all the magazines that go back to movie stars. And this one ran out on that one. And this one's having trouble with that one. And this one's daughter's in drugs. And this one just got out of a rehab center. Are y'all still here now? I said, are you still here now? Oh, Billy Ray Cyrus, who wrote that song or sang it anyway. Amen. The achy, breaky heart was raised, as I told you before, the Pentecostal church in Flatwoods, Kentucky. They've been left in just that little song. They've been made it rich. His daughter's a harlot. His daughter's a drug addict. He said, I would to God. I'd have never brought her to this place. My God, what happened? He got his eyes on the world. He got his eyes on popularity. He got his eyes on the dollars and lost the
things that matters the most. I've got to have Jesus. I said, I've got to have Jesus. If you get weak, if you get weary, go to the sanctuary and get your eyes back on the Lord again.
Oh, hallelujah. Come on here. Woo! Let me tell you, young lady, stop and hear me. Let me just get clear with you and clean with you. You think living for the devil is glamorous. Don't fool yourself, girls. Now, and get in that lifestyle and get wrapped up in that mess and get wrapped up in drugs and get wrapped up in that mess. You get wrapped up that ungodly lifestyle. Hallelujah. I said you get wrapped up in that ungodly lifestyle. Hallelujah. And oh, and you say, oh, that'll be fine. Well, let me tell you something. I can take you and show you some lunch of young ladies, even whose lives are broken, living in trailers with no electricity. Hello? Living with bums and beatniks. I'm living their lives. They get a little more money. They get a few more pills. They won't take care of their children. What's your problem? Bound by sin. Bound by the devil. My God, that's why you need to come to church. That's why you need to know God. Because sin will thrill. And then it kills. It fascinates. And then it assassinates. Hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God. I'm going to preach to you now. Get a little, wound up here. My God, we sit around and whine and cry sometimes.
Oh, it is terrible. It is just horrible. I'm 58 years old, and I've never been on drugs. Oh, man, what a loss I've suffered. I'm 58 years old. I've never had any beer, wine, liquor, vodka, any of that slop gut down in my stomach. Oh, what a tragedy. What I've missed out on. Huh? Are y'all still here? Woo! My God. I don't have a cancer cyst hanging out my lip. Are y'all here? Where I can't... Oh, y'all looking at me funny now. Just stop my veins and my heart and my arteries and give me a emphysema and heart attack. Oh, what a tragedy. Oh, just look what I've missed out on. I haven't missed out on anything. Go to the house of God. Get your eyes on Jesus and pick your feet up and make up your mind. Just go to heaven and don't let the devil turn you back. Hallelujah. Ah, come on here. I don't think Brother Bruce, somebody is saying, amen. My God, looks like a little cherub, don't he? He looks like the Verizon man, really, to be honest with you. He looks like the Verizon man. But it's hard to believe. The Brother Bruce, my God, one time was a wildcat. Hallelujah. Bound by sin. And I'll make you a promise that he will tell you that when he was diving and diving and diving. My God, he thought he was living. Till he got to the house of God. Woo! And when he got to the house of God and he got touched by the Master, he realized I was missing out on the best. I was missing out on the good things of God. Hey, I want to serve God. I want to go to heaven. I love the Lord. I'm glad I know Jesus. Can somebody say amen? Woo!
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Some of you here this morning, you were coming up, you know, the bad girls, they sneak around, they do this and that, you know, this thing they do. Brother, we're in another world now. They'll come home covered with tattoos, holes in their ears, rings in their nose, rings in their lips. Rings in their tongue. Hello, are y'all still here now?
Come on.
Hello? Oh, it's another world. We're living in another world. Drugs and alcohol and all kinds of stuff. They're just, you can believe me, they're just destroying our young people. And they get on that internet and they watch the filth and the garbage and the slop and they slide down that internet. Sitting there, hallelujah, and they get lost in the filth and the garbage of that junk. Hello?
Come on now. Again, I'm not using that for the proper purpose, but you don't see any kids get off their moms and dads or even watch them. They're so young, they're done, set their brows, get back in the room. But the kids put a sign on the door. You're not allowed in my room. Well, let me explain something to you right now. There ain't no rooms in my house that I'm not allowed in. You get it straight here, and you get it straight now. Woo! There ain't no rooms in my house I ain't coming in. You don't figure just lock the door and see if I don't kick the door in. You're coming out. That's my house. Hey, somebody help me preach now. I said that's my house. My God, wake up. We've let the inmates run the asylum long enough. Oh. Woo! So I want you to know, I don't feel like doing it. Oh, really? Well, maybe I can give you a little something to make you more feel like doing it. Hallelujah. A little heat for the seat might help you. They said an old man one time had this old mule. It stopped right in the middle of the road, wouldn't go. They tried it. Old man come by. He said, I get that a mule moving. They said, really? Oh, he said, I can get him going. He said, we've tried him, we've tugged, we've pulled. He said, I can get him going. He gave him a little wood, got around the belly of that mule, and lit a fire. But just a few seconds, the old joker jumped up and headed down the road. Hallelujah. Woo! You get a little heat on their seat, a little switch on their fanny, and they'll start doing another dive. Huh? Oh, well, the state now, if you correct your children, they'll put you in jail. Huh? Yeah, they'll put you in jail. And they'll put that little brat of yours in a home somewhere. I know a man, a very good man, corrected his daughter. And the state come in and almost put him in prison, him and his wife. And then took this little rebellious daughter. Huh? And then, guess what? And then when all that was done, they turned around and blamed him for the problem with the daughter. Yeah. But, and all, if they had just left him alone and let him correct her, might have rescued her. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't care what the state says. I'm going to tell you right now, I've got my eyes on God. I've got my eyes on this book, and I'm going to make it to heaven. Oh, let me preach to you. Oh, here was the man. He got his eyes on the wicked. He almost fell. I said he almost fell until he saw the Lord. When he went to the sanctuary, and he saw God, he got things straightened out. He got to realize the Lord. You're the only one that's for me. You're the only one I got in heaven. Woo! Oh, my God, you listen to this preacher. You live long enough, and you will realize that the only one that's going to stay with you all the way through. I hope my dear wife will come with me to the bedside when I draw my last breath. I hope she will. But when she goes there, that's as far as she can go. And when I say goodbye from there, then I have to say, sweetie, goodbye, honey. It's all over. But when my sweetheart is gone and left, then there'll be somebody that's going to meet me on the other side. The one that's been my friend. Oh, glory. I said the one that's been my friend is going to take me through. His name is Jesus. Who have I on heaven to see? Hallelujah. God touched that dear woman right now. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh my God. I wish y'all help me preach here. Oh, let me just give me a little more air here, a little more time. Oh, getting your eyes off of the master and getting your eyes on men will wreck your soul just as sure as you're living. Hallelujah. Whoa! Huh? I don't care how popular, how much money, how many men, how many yachts that you got. If you don't have Jesus, you are the poorest man on the face of the earth. And if you've got nothing, if you live in a shack on the other side of the track, if you've got Jesus, you own the wealth of the world. You've got the wealth of all the worlds. You've got Jesus living down inside of you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We
don't
believe in this truth. I think we don't really believe in this truth. Hallelujah. Thirdly. Matthew 14:30. Peter is walking on the water to Jesus. And he was doing fine. Until guess what happened? He got his eyes off the master. And he got his eyes on the waves and the winds. And began to sink. Why did he begin to sink? Real simple. He got his eyes off the master. And so, first off, people get their eyes off the master because great men fall. Secondly, people get their eyes off the master because they get their eyes on the world and sin and the devil. And the devil convinces them that serving the devil is a great way to go. That's the second reason. And the third reason why that people fall and lose out with God is because the storm comes. And the storm will come. And the winds will blow. And the waves will rise. I said they will come. You will face storms. You say, oh, I'm pretty sure I've got no. You don't have everything covered. No. You don't have one dime that guarantees you you're going to have health for your life. You don't have one dime that guarantees you won't have cancer or heart trouble. Not one dime do you have to guarantee that you're going to have health forevermore. Nothing. There's not one dime that guarantees you'll not have a tragedy when you walk out the doors of this church. There's not one dime that guarantees you. Tractor trailer will come across 81 and slam your car truck and leave you lying in a mangled mess. And y'all not listening to me, are you? Huh? Storms are going to come. Winds are going to blow. What are you going to do, preacher? Keep your eyes on the master. Yeah. Oh, believe me. It's easier said than done. Oh, yes. I said it's easier said than done. We might as well tell the truth. When we're in trouble, when we're sick, when we're down, it's just part of our nature to look at the way. You know, it's just our nature to look at the problems. It's just our nature to concentrate on the things that, you know, when we get financial trouble, it's just our nature to think about it. How am I going to do it? How am I going to make it? If we're sick and you're suffering, you're thinking, my God, how am I going to get better? I'm hurting. How in the world am I going to make it? Hello? If we're in a conflict and there's trouble in there, and there's trouble in our lives, in our home, in our family, you can't help but think about it. And your mind gets caught up in your trouble. And your mind gets caught up in the waves. And your mind gets caught up in the wind. And you get to looking at your troubles. And you get to looking at the waves. And you say, I'm not going to make it. I can't make it. This is going to take me. It's going to kill me. I'm going down. I'm not going to make it. Woo! Hallelujah. And Peter began to say, looked up one more time. He cried, Lord, save me. Hallelujah. Lord, we learned two things, that Jesus is always near. He learned that Jesus will not let you, if you cry, he will not let you sink. Oh, do you believe that? He will not suffer thee to fall. He will bear you up in his hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. I'm going to tell you, if you will serve God, if you will live for God, if you will make God one number one in your life, you're not going to sink. I don't care what the devil says. Get your eyes off the waves. Get your eyes off the winds. Get your eyes off your problems. And get your eyes on the master. He wants to save you. He wants to pull you out. If you'll just let him. Woo! Hallelujah. Not everybody that has a problem gets their eyes off Jesus. I want to name two people I'm closing that in the midst of very adverse circumstances never lost sight of the master. Huh? Acts 7, there's a man by the name of Stephen, and he's preaching to him. He's preaching to him that they crucified the Holy One of Israel, and the crowd becomes enraged, and they go to grabbing rocks. And they go to throw them. And they say, we're going to kill you. You reprobate. You renegade. We're going to kill you. The Bible said they gnashed on him with their teeth. They begin to bite him like animals. They begin to bite him with their teeth. Yeah. What did it say he did? He just looked up. And he said, I see Jesus. Hey, Stephen. Did you see that one that threw the last rock at you? No, I couldn't see him. All I could see was Jesus. See, man? Did you see that last one that bit you? Well, to be honest with you, I really didn't see it. All I could see was Jesus. Amen. Did you hear what they said about you? Well, to be honest with you, I couldn't hear anything. All I could see was Jesus. All I could hear was the angels. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, in the midst of your storm, you can see Jesus. Hallelujah. And the rock can't bother you. And the word can't bother you. And the hateful things can't bother you. And all that men do to you can't bother you. Why? Because you got your eyes on the Master. Anybody ever heard of the book of Revelation? Notice that if you read it, it says the revelation of what? Of Jesus Christ. The revelation of Jesus Christ. John, when did you get this revelation? Was you in a church service one day and the Holy Ghost fell? John, where did you get this revelation? Was you at a camp meeting somewhere and heard some great message? Hey, John! Woo! What? No. I got this revelation on the Isle of Patmos. I got this revelation been banished to a treeless rocky island infested with snakes. Hey, I got this revelation on the Isle of Patmos. I got a revelation of Jesus Christ in a hopeless, helpless condition. Hallelujah, I refused to cave in. I refused to give up. And I was in the spirit of the Lord's day. Oh, glory, 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 glory. My God, give me some men and women that will get in the Holy Ghost on the Isle of Patmos. When the stones are falling, when the rocks are falling, when men are against you, get your eyes on the Son of God. He alone. I said, He alone is going to see you through. Why the men fail? Because they get their eyes on men and off of the Master. If you want to make it, and if you're going to make it, you better get your eyes on Jesus this morning. And you better keep your eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Because He's the only one that's going to see you through. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning for the word and the witness of thy word.